following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nut-null chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
In the beginning, there were many. As time went on, there became few. Now there is only one.
And this isn't it.
I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. Bye. See ya. See ya.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show with Doug Duda.
Oh, and the President of the United States is here as well. And, and over there's the Pope. I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you totally, you couldn't do two things at once. My bad.
That's right.
My bad. Everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked. No way. No. Enough with this college hockey. Because they only played them three times.
The Den Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Bruce Furniture Fan Line. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. And now to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And a good Wednesday morning, everyone. It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program today. We keep busy, we keep full as we're getting ready to see some actual competition. Countdown continues towards the Huskers, the Broncos, the Lopers, and high school sports throughout the state of Nebraska when it comes to football and volleyball, our two major sports of the fall. Coming up on the program today, Loper Link with UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires, ranked sixth in the country. I know he'll tell us that's too high. We'll also be chatting with Tony Harper, the head football coach at Hastings College. He's going to come up in the second half of the program today. They're a week into practice now. And we'll also be chatting high school football with Charlie Shoemaker from Grand Island Central Catholic in our prep preview.
Douglas got a chance last night to watch OU Training Days, hour-long special where they basically gave ESPN some unlimited access to their practices and an inside look at their program. That was an awesome. I hope you get a chance to see it because it was a great look. Just showed, the early mornings, how Coach Stoops deals with his family throughout the fall camp, throughout two-a-days, having his boys around the program a lot, practices, having some fun at practice, some fights in practice, all the way to the cold tubs after practice, to fan day, to everything. Really fun to see that inside look. I wish that Nebraska would get a chance to do that. I know Bo Pelini would never allow that. That's just not his deal. But it was really interesting. I don't think it matters what team it was. Just that inside look. And I wish it could have been more shows, or I wish it could have been an extended series, more like a Hard Knocks deal of college athletics, like they do in the NFL when they know they're going to have a season. Miss Hard Knocks this year with the NFL on HBO. But OU Training Days, absolutely. Just an incredible documentary of football season getting started and fun way to see football.
What's your favorite part of it?
My favorite part, there's a lot of emotion this year with Austin Box and what he meant to that football team. and what an impact he had every day. That, you know, they just kept bringing that up, and though they will play this season, if I'm cheering for one team in the Big 12, I think it's the Oklahoma Sooners.
We'll be that way anyway.
Yeah, but I think that Austin Box adds a little bit of an emotional flair for this team this year, something that they can wear on their sleeve a little bit, somebody else they can play for. That was probably seeing how emotional those guys got. You know, even some of the freshmen and sophomores they talked to, it had a big impact on them. You'd think a guy that was a starter wouldn't have much to do, and he would affect 22, you know, the 22 starters out on the field and maybe some key reserves. He really affected that whole team. It was fun to get to see those guys and how they kind of took to him and how they're remembering him. Otherwise, just the tempo, I think. And I would think every coach out there likes to play at a fast tempo, but they get after it day in and day out. Ryan Broyles running the mouth. He is a chatterbox out there. Fun to see that. Those are just a couple things that stand out.
You know, one thing I've noticed, and I didn't get to see it this morning on First Take ESPN2 television, but they've had a couple of their analysts predicting the conferences, and today was supposed to be Big Ten. Yesterday they're talking about the Big 12, Skip Bayless and an ex-collegiate player, not a big-name guy, and I can't think of it off the top of my head. But yesterday they did the Big 12. Tony, I cannot believe the disrespect. And I know it doesn't bother me, and it's not going to bother any Husker fans or folks from Nebraska. I just can't believe the disrespect that Texas is getting this year. I can't believe that nobody is picking them to be in the upper tier of a 10-team league that includes the likes of Kansas and Iowa State and Kansas State and Texas Tech and Baylor. And nobody is picking this football team. I'm trying to effort the over-under win total on this team. Tony, if they do not, yesterday, Skip Bayless said, how could you not have them in your top five? And then he put them fifth. And the other guy didn't have them fifth. He had Baylor fifth. If Texas does not finish in the top five of the Big 12 this year, Mac Brown's fired. I mean, and nobody's bringing that up. I don't care if they don't have the talent. You are Texas. You have to develop the talent. You have to have it in recruits. It's like the Taylor Martinez deal. Well, we don't have a quarterback. Out of those 120 kids for the University of Texas, you don't have anybody that can take snaps and throw it downfield once in a while?
Well, all they're saying is, Doug, and it goes back to what who was the announcer we had on last year that talked to, I said, who's a player that's going to play on Sundays? Garrett Gilbert. Oh, that's obvious. If you're going to play on Sunday, then you ought to be able to start on Saturday. I guess that would normally be what happens. That'd be a that logically, one would start on Saturdays and then impress some people, and then somebody would say, I want you on my team, and then we'll let you play on Sundays. That's how that usually works. If he's going to play on Sundays, the talent is there. They get the best talent. I mean, this goes back to like the Bill Callahan deal. Apparently, we had a bunch of talent. We just couldn't coach worth a damn.
And I know Wilma's champ's gone, and I know Texas is 30-1 to win the national championship. I'm not saying they're going to win the national championship or compete for the they might compete for the Big 12 title. But we all know that Oklahoma's number one, and then they had A&M and Oklahoma State, and then Missouri and Baylor. It boggles my mind. I mean, even with the troubles at Ohio State, they're not saying Ohio State's going to be sixth in the Big Ten conference this year.
It would hurt
USC's
me.
Not going to be sixth in the Pac-12 conference this year. Florida, not going to be, they're not saying anyway, going to be sixth in the SEC. These powers of the last decade, they're not saying are going to be sixth in their conference.
I know Art Briles has won everywhere he's been. If I'm filling out any ballot at all, I can't write Baylor ahead of Texas. There's no, how
Gary
is that
Pinkel,
possible?
Gary Pinkel's still coaching Missouri,
school.
Right?
There you go. How do you write Missouri ahead of Texas?
All right. If you want Baylor to be your darling, then put him ahead of Missouri. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And if you'd like to email the program today, the Dent Popper inbox. And the Dent Popper boys did hunt me down last night. I saw them out moving cars at Golf League so people would hit golf balls into them. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Our friend Chip Brown from OrangeBloods.com, by the way, tweets this morning, Wouldn't it be ironic if A&M announces this Friday they're leaving for the SEC the same day that the big that the Longhorn Network gets kicked off?
Take all the steam away.
That would be interesting.
Oh, we go to the Dent Popper inbox. Buck says, without Nebraska, Texas lost a sure win. It's not very nice.
Well, it's kind of true, though.
Unfortunately. Time for our Loper Link on this Wednesday, brought to you by the fine folks at Garrett Tire, Tread and Appliance. For all the information you need on what's in the store and what they can get for you, go to GarrettTire.net. Whether you need tires or a washing machine or air conditioning, whatever it is, Garrett's got it for you. And by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons. They have the loans. And the head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, Rick Squires, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's up?
Good morning, guys.
You just had practice, right?
Good to be here. No, not yet today.
No?
No. They don't let us practice till after class.
Oh, it was class that you were busy with this morning. Right. I just wanted to hear it out of your pie hole.
Oh, yeah. I was in there educating.
Number 6 in the country. Go ahead. Tell me it's too high.
That's a little high. You know, you lose 3 All-Americans. I mean, great respect for the program. We appreciate that. I hope that we are in the mix at some point this year, but, you know, it's just a reflection on probably what we did last year. So we're hopeful. We'll see.
Yeah, the conference as a whole this year, as you enter your last go-round in the RMAC, up, down, middle?
I'd say it is our division is up. You're looking at Metro returning the bulk of their roster, and they were awfully good last year. Colorado Mines has been on the scene now for 2 or 3 years, making the NCAA tournament. Colorado Christian making a big surge, and everybody back, plus a couple. I think they picked up one of those 30-year-old with eligibility remaining type players.
Couldn't go to Shadron, so
no.
Okay.
So they're a factor in Colorado Springs with 2 or 3 D1 transfers. So you know, the East Division remains strong, and I would say, you know, for our last trip through, it's definitely going to be above average compared to what it normally is.
You voted for Metro.
I did. I mean, we can't vote for ourselves. So
wow, way to deduce that. Eight for UNK, everything else for Metro, and you can't vote for yourself. What a genius.
I mean, yeah. You know, I think...
But would you have voted for yourself if you could have?
Oh, that's a tough question. I think part of me would have wanted to consider the fact that, you know, we've won a handful of these in a row, and until somebody beats us, then we're the team to beat. But... objectively, I think you look at what Metro returns, and you'd have to consider them, too. I mean, they have a nice team and a bunch of seniors, and, you know, I would say that the road to the championship is going to either go through Kearney or Metro, I would hope.
Hopefully Kearney, because it's a lot closer. Rick Squires, the UNK volleyball coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. It seems like every year when we get together to do this talk, we know what kind of team you're going to have. There have been very few times where you have been just losing one or two seniors. You're either starting with a fresh crop, and it's kind of a 3-year cycle, and it's always good, but then it's that year. It's that year where you can make a run at a national title, and now in this region it's just very, very tough. Where would you say this team is at? Because losing all those girls, 5 girls, 3 All-Americans, it looks like you're starting over, yet some of these kids, like a Pesavento, like a Sokolowski, were key contributors last year, obviously.
Well, I think in some ways it is kind of a starting over year, or what you would hope to be a reloading year. You lose your setter, so automatically you've got new leadership running the team from the floor. And so Jenna Rose will be on the floor running our offense, and that'll be new for us. But, you know, we do have some players coming back who I think are more than willing to take on a little more responsibility. When you mention Pesavento and Sokolowski and Ariel Krolikowski, and we need a few more Owskis. But but I think those people are, again, ready to get a few more swings and carry a little heavier load offensively. But, you know, on the other hand, you can't discount the fact that, you know, we lost a little bit of everything, a great setter, a go-to middle, an All-American libero, 2 other starters. And it's a little scary to think about it that way, too. So we're hopeful, and last spring was a confidence builder for us to have some success against other good programs. But until we get out there and prove it on the court this fall, I mean, I think we just don't know what kind of team we're going to be.
Rick, they talk about in Lincoln, they want a different team. They want to press the tempo. They want to change the tempo up. You've got a different team. Do you change the style of volleyball, or is it UNK volleyball, UNK volleyball?
Oh, I would say it's a little of both. I mean, we're going to do the things that we like to do.
That sounds like the coach of the program that you're referring to right there. Hey, a little of both, a little of this, a little of that. We got a ways to go. We look good today.
You know, they teach us that in coaching school. We might be a little different in the respect that we're a little bigger at the net. You know, you put Jenna Rose out there, and you've got a 6'1 setter, which is unique to Division II volleyball and probably Division I volleyball for that matter. So we've got a little more size at the net. I hope we can block the ball a little bit better and maybe just wear people down from that perspective. And so I think you try to play to the strengths of the players that you have, and some of the strengths of this year's team are maybe a little bit different as compared to last year's team. So it might be a little bit different trying to do the same thing.
Rick Squire is with us on our Loper Link on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's not like you got a lack of kids. 19 of them at last check. Is it still 19? Is that too many? Kind of go through, because that's as many as you've ever had, I believe.
Yeah.
So 19 kids on the court. Talk about that.
Well, some days it looks like too many. You know, I think that's a little bit the trend in the game right now is, first of all, volleyball has become so popular that more and more kids want to play at the college level. And one thing we try to capitalize on here at UNK is that we're an affordable school, whether you get a scholarship or not. And so if we have players who are willing to walk on who had scholarship options at other programs, we'd sure like to give them that opportunity. So we don't mind having a few extra bodies in the gym who can compete and help us build depth. And sometimes it's a challenge. I mean, especially as you kind of whittle your rotation down and you get a feel for the direction you want to go. And so it maybe takes a little more thought as you put practice plans together and so forth. But I think you're seeing that more and more on college rosters is, you want your second side to be good too. And they need DSs over there and liberos and setters who can play. And so we want to make sure that all of our practice drills are competitive. And whether it's 16, 18, 20, I mean, I think I saw Wichita State last year had like 24. So, I mean, it's not just us. I think you're seeing that around the country, and it can be good and bad, and hopefully it'll be good for us.
You've got one swing to be the number one team in the RMAC at the end of the year. You got one swing to win this deal, 16-14. Who drops the hammer? Who's the power punch for the Lopers?
You know, I'd say if I had to make that decision right now, I'm sure I wouldn't be the only one who felt this way. We'd probably get the ball to Ellie Pesavento if we could. I mean, she just seems to be, even though she doesn't boom the ball every time, she's just so smart. She seems to know where the defense is and hit it away from them. She's got a lot of options to go to. She can tip, hit hard, cross court, line. I'd like to think that maybe as we get playing a little bit, we'd feel comfortable with two or three other players. But, based on what she's done to this point, Ellie's going to have to do a lot for us.
Just another minute here with Coach Rick Squires, Loper volleyball coach. It's kind of interesting. You mentioned 16-14 because last year's team was 31-5. Yet four of those five losses, 1-4 in five set matches. You got a lot of different kids out there. Is that something you look at, or is that just something that happens?
Oh, I think it's kind of one of those things that I'm an old basketball guy. So I think those are when you get into a streak where you're not winning five-game matches or you're losing close, you try not to talk about it much. It's like free throw shooting. You try not to talk about it. If it's happening, everybody knows it, and you just kind of keep it back there and you hope you can break through. But sometimes those things do seem to go in streaks. Some years you win all your five-game matches, and everybody just feels like you're always going to win them. And I know last year became a little bit of a burden for us, and we never mentioned it, but I know that when we finally did win that five-gamer in the conference tournament, we had a lot of relief on the faces of our players. So hopefully we're in some tough ones this year with good competition.
Start next weekend. You go to the UNO tournament. It's not quite Florida. It's not like some of the travels you've made in the past, but tell me about the season opening.
Well, I think we're going to get a little bit of a mixed bag over there. The one that is the scariest to us right now is Arkansas Fort Smith, who I think is way under the radar. They're a team that just moved to Division II a couple years ago, and they were a very competitive junior college team with a bunch of international players. Well, they decided that while they were in the transition process, and since some of those international players needed to jump through some hoops to become eligible, they were going to sit them out. So they sat out their international players, who were awfully good, and they're all back on the roster now. So I think they're a team that might be a top 15, top 10 Division II team this year. And so right out of the chute, we're going to find out where we stand. And then from there, we got some regional opponents in Augustana, who's was a young team last year, kind of on the upswing. Went on another regional team, and then obviously UNO. We get two cracks at UNO this year, maybe for the last time ever, so that'll be exciting.
A young team, that means they were no good last year. They're on the come.
They gave us some trouble here last year. I think they're going to be an upper half Northern Sun team this year. So
all right, fair
that's,
enough.
That's,
okay, if we got 19 kids out there. When we get things rolling, how many do you want to see playing?
You know, we're looking at about 10. You know, I think right now we're looking at 10, maybe 11 kids who have demonstrated that depending on how we form our rotation, that we'll see consistent playing time. And so there's been some good battles in practice, and most of those are returning players. I mean, what we saw last spring with maybe Liz McGowan going to be on the floor somewhere, either as a libero or an outside hitter, and probably the other freshman that we'll see some court time would be Molly O'Brien from Overland Park, Kansas, who is another back row player. But, you know, a lot of what we were doing last spring with, you know, do we play Ashley Leitner on the outside? Do we move her to the right side? Do we play Katie Sokolowski on the right side? Do we play her in the middle? I mean, we're still kind of sorting through a couple of those things.
You made anybody cry yet?
Not that I know of.
Good.
Not in front of me anyway.
Well, let's get you out of here with this, because you do have them on the schedule this year, and they come to the Health and Sports Center next month. Any thoughts on what has gone on with Hastings College? You've been the coach there. Obviously, the Rose connection now. One's playing here. One's been thrown into a co-coaching role over there. I mean, outside of the real headache, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to one or both of those coaches here very soon, but weird. What do you say about a situation like
that?
Well,
I think as a former coach in that program, the first thing I think of is just that it's unfortunate, because there is as much volleyball tradition at Hastings College as there is anywhere, and you just don't expect to see them have a revolving door of coaches like they've had the last 4 or 5 years. And I think it's just a little bit of a fluke that things have kind of transpired as they have. I would look for them maybe to get a Nebraska native in there, or somebody with some Nebraska ties this time around, who really has an appreciation for what they've done over the years, because it is a great program. And you know, they'll probably still be very competitive this year, but I think anybody who is from the area or has ties to Hastings College would certainly like to see them get somebody in there who will stay on board for a while, and there's just no reason that it's kind of gone how it has. I mean, there's good players there. It's a great school. The facilities are outstanding. They're funded well, playing a great league, and
they certainly could have done worse with the two girls that they've got. I mean,
no doubt about it. I mean, considering what they've gone through, I mean, they've landed on their feet in every respect. I mean, I thought, you know, even the last two coaches they've had have been very good coaches. They just didn't stay there very long. Mm-hmm. So it's just not something that I'm sure players want to go through, and parents and fans and the university. So, you know, I'm guessing the dust will settle and they'll get somebody who's a good fit in there. And you know, they'll kind of look back on this as just kind of unique to the time and circumstances. You know, we'll pull for him, except when they get over here in the Health and Sports Center.
He is the head coach of the number 6 team in the country, and we'll keep beating that to death. Rick Squires of Loper Volleyball. Coach, tomorrow, of course, is the luncheon, the Loper luncheon with UNK and Kearney High and Kearney Catholic. So we'll see you over there tomorrow as you spread 5 minutes of wisdom to the Loper fans and Kearney fans. So thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot, guys.
That's tomorrow, 11:45. They start serving lunch. We'll be up there live with the Doug and Daddy Show. The coaches start speaking at noon from all three schools. Also, soccer's going on. Mike Munch unofficially is scheduled to be in this time slot next week to talk about the soccer team. Also, football gets rolling September 1st. 1 week from tomorrow, their season opens up at Wayne State. This weekend, the Loper Wrestling is having their first benefit banquet, Hall of Fame. It's for Tavel Delagnev combined with the Hall of Fame. Dean Reichs, Brian Hagan, Jack Ramey coming in. Tavel Delagnev, we're efforting him for Friday's show. I think we'll have him on Friday's program. Plus, the Loper golf teams having their fundraiser at Awori Dunes this Saturday. Contact the golf office at UNK or the sports office or contact Awori to get signed up. And that's our Loper Link brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance of Kearney. Charlie Shoemaker's Grand Island Central Catholic football coach is next.
Have a better day. Only Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The new $3 flatbread breakfast combo. A 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwich and a cup of Seattle's best coffee. All for just $3. Try the crisp-alicious bacon, egg, and cheese and put your spin on it with everything from juicy tomatoes to spicy jalapenos. The new Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo. Build your better breakfast
at Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards, plus tax where applicable.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle. Valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Here's my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
Our high school football season kicks off Friday night on our Platte River Radio network of stations. And here's the games you can listen to. On ESPN 1550, Adams Central will host Sydney. On 1230 KHAS, Hastings High travels to Schuyler. On the FM dial, the Breeze 94.5 FM will have Ravenna at Donovan Trumbull. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Fairbury is at Minden. All games kick off at 7 o'clock, and you can hear them on ESPNSuperstation.com as well Friday night.
What a big deal the Huskers are becoming the Big Ten. They're on the cover of Sports Illustrated and a top 10 ranking to go with it. Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. We have tons to talk about at our weekly Husker lunches beginning next Wednesday at Ball's Banquet Hall in Grand Island. Reserve your slot by calling 308-398-4941. Brought to you by Home Federal Savings Bank. The next week will be at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, then to Kearney for the remaining shows at Cunningham's Journal. It's a journey to the Big Ten. We'll be there every step of the way on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunshine will develop through the day today as temperatures top off around 90 degrees for high. Winds out of the north-northeast develop and increase to 10 to 20. Then skies stay clear tonight with a low temperature near 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 82. So baby, give me that two-two, and let me get that beep-beep. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they saying on the radio? It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Bounce, 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 bounce.
Breaking news here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Oh, wait a minute. Are these on? Hey, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Oh, man. Don't forget tomorrow, Fantasy Football. Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire. Any fantasy football questions that you have as you're getting ready for your draft, email them to us here, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We are moving on with today's show and prep preview to Grand Island Central Catholic and head coach Charlie Shoemaker's team looking to make another run after having a nice little postseason last year. And Coach Shoemaker joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, good morning. How are things today?
It's going well. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. Does anybody call you Charlie anymore, or do they just call you Riley's dad?
That's okay if he's better known. That's fine with me. So,
well, I think that's a good place to start. He's getting a lot of pub for just being a junior. A lot of people think this is going to be a special football player. I know you think he's a special young man because he's your son, and we've already talked to a few coaches this fall that have their sons coming in. But sometimes their you know, daughters are playing volleyball or their catchers on a softball team, but your boy's going to be front and center. So tell us a little bit modestly, I guess, about what you're expecting from him and the running game.
Well, you know, first of all, I mean, last year he really – gave us a boost and played well for us, so that really helped helped us feel a lot better about this year coming into our quarterback situation and that kind of thing. But you know, he's just a fierce competitor and just does a lot of really nice things and understands the game and very selfless and willing to distribute the ball and work well with others. So and he's really starting to, you know, develop that leadership this year that he needs to have at that position too.
Charlie, you 100% settled. He's going to be your starting quarterback and not move him anywhere else?
Well, yeah, as far as right now, unless injury dictates that. But, you know, our backup is Kyle Simons, who, you know, going into last year before Caleb Plunder had came to town, we were feeling pretty good about both of those guys being able to either one of them step in at quarterback, and we felt great about it last year. And we feel like they can both play it this year if we need to, and if we need a boost with just the running back position, we've got a package in where we can move Kyle. He can run everything that Riley runs at that position as well, and we can put him at running back. So we got a lot of options there, but Riley will be the starter, and Kyle's going to be a really good receiver and tight end for us, so we feel like we've got some good things there.
Central Catholic has always tried to be a little more open with their offense, and they've always been successful all the way back to Todd Peterson's days and before. Can't get any of that done without an offensive line, and it looks like you're probably going to be okay there as well. Tell me a little bit about that.
We feel pretty good about that as well. You know, last year we started two sophomores in the line, and they're obviously a year older and more grown up and gained about 15, 20 pounds, so that's always good. And then a couple juniors that played last year as well. So, you know, we really only lost one or two linemen, and these kids have played for quite a while. We need to develop some depth there, and we've had some kids that are stepping in and doing some nice things. So we do feel good about that. You know, obviously we've still got a lot of work to do, but you know, we think that they can do a nice job for us.
Charlie, seems like numbers kind of across the board are down a little bit. How are your numbers there?
You know, we're mid-40s, but we've got our junior class is fairly small. Luckily, pretty much all of those kids are pretty decent players, so that doesn't hurt you as bad. But we've got, in the future, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road, we'll probably hit that 55-60 range possibly.
Good.
We've got some big classes coming, but just kind of a cycle, I think, right now. But, you know, mid-40s is a little bit low, but, you know, we'd like to stay around that 50 range.
If there's one point of concern for you, what is that right now?
You know, and every year is depth, and this is no different. We do have a few young kids that are sophomores that need to be ready to play, and I guess we're not going to know until next Friday night when we kick off if they are going to be ready, but they're going to get thrown to the wolves a little bit. But so we need those kids to develop, and then we just got to continue to have great senior leadership, and then even our juniors as well. This is kind of a group that the juniors and seniors are a pretty cohesive group, so I think as a whole we're going to be a much more cohesive unit this year.
Grand Island Central Catholic football coach Charlie Shoemaker with us on today's prep preview on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Charlie, how much or could you see carryover in the summertime and so far in fall camp from the deep run you made in the playoffs last year and maybe touch on the benefits that you've actually seen from that?
You know, the main thing was we got all those extra practices and we really started to practice well toward the end of the year when we were making that run. And you get those young kids some extra time like that, a couple extra weeks, and then you feel like they might be ready the next year. And so that gives you an idea of where they're going to be. Our intensity in the weight room was better than it has been for my 2-3 years here. So, you know, we feel like we've done what we need to do to prepare. Now we just have to go out and play well.
Charlie, talk a little bit about the schedule, if you would. You guys get tested right off the bat with St. Paul.
Yeah, I tell you, I was just talking to our assistant coaches. I said, we got to run the gauntlet for the first four, and then even after that, it's pretty darn tough. Everybody in our district's going to be better, and, you know, we start with St. Paul, which has always got a quality team, and I think we've got Centennial, and nobody talks about those guys, but they're going to be a good football team, and a lot of people don't realize that, but then Milford and Fairbury. So, you know, our first four are really going to test us, but, you know, hopefully we'll know where we're at and what we need to work on.
And I think it wasn't Centennial Milford 3-0 in the playoff game last year. So there's a young team that's on the rise. And Grand Island Central Catholic ends the season with Minden, which is what decided the district championship in a wild game last year. And so some good competition, a lot of good kids back on this roster. And, Charlie, we appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hopefully we can catch up with you again during the season. Best of luck this year.
All right, thank you very much.
Take care, Charlie Shoemaker, head football coach. I think we first got a hold of him when he was at Silver Lake, and he's been at Central City and now at Grand Island Central Catholic, and a team that made a run last year. Got beat on the very end of that Minden game, and then that may have actually benefited them because they got put in a spot where they won a couple of playoff games, and now they're looking to kind of keep that momentum going. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also in Lexington, North Platte, and Cozad, where you can have an icy frozen Coke or cherry drink, where all sizes are now just $1. Be their friend on Facebook as well and find out more great deals at BK. When we come back, it's college football time with Hastings College head coach Tony Harper.
And it's 2009 AL MVP Joe Maurer stepping up to the shower. He turns on the water, wets down his hair, and reaches for the Head and Shoulders. Maurer knows Head and Shoulders is for more than just dandruff. It does 7 great things for his scalp and hair. And here comes the squeeze. He's washing. That hair's going to look out of this world.
Joe Maurer.
Yes.
Enough with the sportscaster impressions.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Head and Shoulders, 7 benefits, 1 bottle. Official shampoo of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done with guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine will develop through the day today as temperatures top off around 90 degrees for high. Winds out of the north-northeast develop and increase to 10 to 20. Then skies stay clear tonight with a low temperature near 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 82.
And we're back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, every Tuesday on the program this year, we'll be catching up with the head football coaches at Hastings College and at UNK, and Daryl Morris and Tony Harper. We'll have Bo Pelini's press conferences on Monday and our weekly chat with the two coaches from UNK and Hastings on Tuesday as part of our weekly ritual. The Husker lunches get underway next Wednesday with Sean Callahan at the Ball's Banquet Room in Grand Island. We'll tell you more about that as the week progresses, but right now camp is underway. They're a week in, and Tony Harper, the head football coach in his first year as the head coach at Hastings College, is back with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you on, and you finally, I guess, are got things going. You're into practices. You can see where this team is at a little bit, so let's start there. How do you feel with where you're at right now?
Well, let's say I'm a little bit more hoarse than what I'd like to be, so we see the light at the end of the tunnel, but it's a long ways away right now.
Coach, have we found a quarterback?
No, sir, we haven't. We're still going guys through. I tell you what, though, Johnny Dostal and Matt Overmiller are two kids that are really doing a great job of battling. And, you know, I'm going to throw a name out there that we haven't really mentioned a whole lot is Jacob Jensen from Overton. And he's came in and had a really solid preseason camp.
Well, we've watched him play. We've watched him play eight-man football. We know he came off an injury in the basketball season. When you throw something out like that, obviously he has done something to impress, or you don't just throw out a true freshman no matter what the position is. What is it that he's been doing that really has made you open your eyes even more?
You know, we'll go through the locker room on our way out to the practice field. He's sitting in his locker looking at his wristband and his calls. We'll come back off the field, getting ready to go over and eat supper or whatever, and he'll still be sitting in his locker after practice reading through his plays. Real student of the game. You know, a lot of people use that about players, but Jacob, I'll tell you what, he's looking through, and, you know, he's really rusty. Like you say, he's a freshman. He's got a lot to learn, but how he's approaching it and how he's the mental aspect's been really good. And I'll tell you what, playing for Coach Snodgrass, he'll get you ready for college football too.
That's certainly true. Coach, I saw one of your players this summer. He's a running back over there. He goes by the name of Vasily or something like that. Now, I don't know any other NAIA running backs, but I guarantee you there's none bigger than he is. He is a beast.
He is a beast, and, you know, I've heard that name out there on the practice field just a couple times when I see a linebacker laying on his back because he just got ran over. He's had a pretty good camp, you know. We're working on him catching the ball, but the thing that Dalton brings to it is he's very calm. He's smiling all the time, but he never loses his composure. That's what Seeley brings to it, and it also helps that he's about 6'1", 220, so that goes along with it too.
Tony Harper, the head football coach at Hastings College, one of the stories out there. We've talked about it. We talked about it in the spring. I know the guys at the Trib had an article in it earlier this week about how the new offense is coming along. How different is the offense you guys are trying to install?
We're still going to run the football. That's what Hastings College has always done. We'll continue to do that. I think the biggest change is going to be the tempo. You know, we're not going to have flash cards and pictures on the sidelines and stuff like that, but it's going to be very up-tempo. You know, a lot of no-huddle, two-minute type of stuff. Just let's go, let's go, let's go, trying to wear the defense down, trying to be a lot more unpredictable, just do some things kind of outside the box. They're learning, but we've probably only got about 10 to 15% of our offense in right now, so the guys are kind of chopping at the bit.
Besides being good athletes, what's it take to be able to pull off an offense like that?
Got to have the right mindset. You can't get flustered, because in an offense like that, it's kind of like when you play those aggressive defenses. You're going to make mistakes. You know, you're going to throw some picks. You're going to turn the ball over. You can't carry that over to the next play. Coaches say that all the time. But in an offense like this, it's kind of a quick strike, hurry up type of thing. If you carry bad things over, it's going to just get really worse for you. So they got to have short-term memory, go out and just do their job. The next thing is guys play more than one position. You know, a lot of offenses, you may play a Z or an X or a Y, and that's kind of all you really have to know. One play you may be a Z, the next play you may be a Y, so you're going to have to really get in that playbook and understand all the changes and adjustments.
Well, defensively then, you got to get their offense off the field so you can get your offense on the field and keep them out there. Coach, can you do that?
We're going to try like heck, I'll tell you that. You know, our defense it's been pretty good here the past couple years. We take a great hit, though. We graduated some really good players. we just got to get our guys lined up right now. This is the first time in about 3 or 4 years that we're playing with some sophomores. We've had four-year starters the past couple years, which is kind of fortunate for us. But we just got on defense. I mean, it's real simple. The guy that's carrying the ball, tackle him. That's kind of how we break it down, so hopefully we can kind of figure that out here in the next couple of days.
Tony Harper with us here for another minute. It's so simple when you can do it the right way. He's our head football coach at Hastings College. You guys are not as far along. I mean, the Huskers start at the beginning, just for the fans that are not an everyday follower of Hastings. The Huskers started at the beginning of the month. UNK started 2 weeks ago. You're really just about a week in, but you don't play till September the 10th. So, as you mentioned, still a lot of the offense to put in. What's going on right now with practice today, tomorrow, the next couple of days?
What we're trying to do right now is we're trying to ratchet it up. You know, we had a practice this morning, and we kind of put them in situations to fail, to be quite honest with you, and we wanted to see how they respond. This afternoon, we're going to kind of pull back a little bit and just do some half-rack stuff and get the guys mentally crisp. You know, we try and build them up from that, and we're, you know, like I said, we just finished up our 12th practice. We're only getting ready for our 13th, and with us having such a new staff and a new scheme offensively and special teams, why a lot of coaches would want to play that first week. I'm glad we don't this year, because there's some things that we got to get figured out. I mean, we got to teach our guys how to stretch the right way in pregame. That's where we're at right now. So it's just kind of a growing process. But mentally is our deal right now. Let's put them in right in positions to be successful and get them going.
Tony, I'm back on the quarterback deal. You want to settle on somebody before September 10th, or will this go on for a couple weeks? Are you going to try some pieces and see if they fit in this puzzle?
What we're going to try and do is we will not name a guy until at least after September 3rd, when we have another inter-squad scrimmage. And what we've done, or what we're trying to do, and these kids have bought into it, lock, stock, and barrel, Jake Jensen, Matt Overmill, John, we told the guys, with this amount of quarterbacks and the talent we think we got, you may start game one. Heck, game four might be somebody else. The competition is going to be there every day in practice, so we don't have a really set date. We have to have a guy, and it has to be in tune, and this guy's getting mounted reps. We just want to put the right guy in the right situation to be successful.
And finally, Coach, we could talk about it on game week, but I like to do these things ahead of time because this is what fans and media do. You start off with Dort, Concordia, and Briar Cliff. And this is the first time that I can remember that Hastings has started off not playing one of the juggernauts like a Sioux Falls or a Morningside or a Northwestern in their first couple, three games. Your football team is supposed to start 3-0. Do the kids realize that? What do you say to that?
Well, you're kind of putting me in the spot, putting a little pressure on me right now, ain't you?
Well, the other coaches in the league say you should be 3-0. Let's go with it that way.
I'll tell you what we've done to our guys. You know, coaches, you know, we try and do this coach speak and play these mind games with these kids and all this stuff. And I'll just be honest with you, I'm not smart enough, and I'm not going to waste my time to play these mind games. We told the kids, September 10th, that's a long ways away. We don't care who we're playing. We need to start worrying about, you know, August 24th. Then we'll worry about August 25th. And that's kind of how we're approaching it. Is there expectations to have a fast start? Yes, sir, there is. And that's what the kids got to understand. But we're not going to push the panic button and say, we have to do this. We got to get our guys along in the right speed and just put them in a position.
Tony Harper, Hastings Bronco football coach. Coach, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to catching up with you each and every week after a W.
Anytime. I appreciate you guys having me on.
See you next Tuesday, Coach. Take care.
Tony
Harper will join us in the first half most of the time. That's going to be our schedule. It could always change a little bit, but in the first half of every Tuesday show, Tony Harper, Hastings College, and Daryl Morris from UNK. Yeah, they're supposed to start 3-0, Tony.
September 10th.
The big boys are at the end of their schedule.
Are they already sick of hitting each other and they've got to wait all this time? I know they've got to
practice a week.
I know, but they've been hearing about everybody else practice, and then you get to practice, and you're thinking, is that game coming? Is it coming? I mean, it's just one of those things. I got to think that button heads. When you start behind everybody else and you're looking, even the high school kids are starting this week. Then the colleges could go on next week. There's a full slate on September 3rd, and your week behind that, it's football time.
We'll take a break and be back at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth right after this.
Hi, folks. John Shambi here, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is now available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medicine, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra delivers fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Allegra starts working at hour one to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. In fact, Allegra doesn't have any warnings about important everyday activities while taking it, like being careful while driving or operating machinery. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose one a day or two a day tablets. For added relief from congestion and sinus pressure, choose new Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength now without a prescription over the counter. Get it all with Allegra. Now on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
Hello?
Jim, we need to talk.
Now? It's been a rough day.
Oh, you've had a rough day. Since you left this morning, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim. Contacts, fuses, micro switches, and U-joints. All things that require your attention.
Believe me, I know. I'm doing all that I can. I'm only one man, and I'm a farmer, not an electrician.
Well, just remember, you chose me. Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered center pivots from T&L Irrigation instead, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Okay, so we can't solve your relationship problems, but we do know a lot about making your irrigation life simpler. Contact your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Sunshine will develop through the day today as temperatures top off around 90 degrees for high. Winds out of the north-northeast develop and increase to 10 to 20. Then skies stay clear tonight with a low temperature near 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now, 82.
Back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Midway treats the needs of each of their individual customers with paramount concern. That's a lot, Daddy. That's a lot.
They That's take a good care word, too.
They know that you have high expectations, and as a new car and used car dealer, they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So allow them to demonstrate their commitment to excellence with hassle-free pricing. Their experienced sales staff is eager to share their knowledge and enthusiasm with you, whether it is a Chrysler, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Ram, Jeep, Dodge. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're looking for, they're going to have. Midway Nebraska, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, well, their premier new and used car dealer in the Kearney area, and they want to prove it to you. And if you need a new or pre-owned vehicle, so many great deals, and all you have to do is go online to thinkmidway.com, head out to one of their fine dealerships, both on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, talk to the friendly sales staff. Maybe you just need some work done on your car. The maintenance staff is there. They're professionals. They are very knowledgeable, top of the line. Keep educated. Go off to school when there's new things to learn, and that way they can come back and do the best job in the area of taking care of your vehicle. Midway, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. It's a better way. thinkmidway.com.
They refuse to go midway when they'll go all the way for their customers. I just came up with that.
Really? After like 8 months, you just came up with that?
Yeah.
All right, geek, we got a couple minutes left. What do you want?
You know, once again, nothing really emerging from practice other than Coach Hubert giving us the information a little bit earlier yesterday that Tyson Brockmeyer out with the I don't know. People say that maybe he was going to be the holder. Maybe he's working with the holders. Is that a big deal?
That's what Sip said on the program yesterday. I mean, and that was outside of that, I don't think the press would have really had much to say. I don't think Bo really wanted to talk too much yesterday. It was a hot practice. They were inside. It was the shortest session with the media. I keep an eye on that. Usually you're talking in that 6 to 7 minute range. This was less than four. And a part of it was on Brockmeyer and very short responses to moving anybody to quarterback. Jamal Turner is not going to be taking any more snaps because of the Tyson Brockmeyer situation. Now, if somebody else, if a Kellogg or a Carnes goes down, then maybe you're looking at that. But Brockmeyer gets the knee injury. He's out for the year. He mentioned Anthony Ritter, West Point Central Catholic. He was going to play linebacker. He played quarterback, obviously, and was a stud at West Point CC. They may use him as he led them to the state title last year. We got a chance to see him play.
Yeah, and that would be emergency situation, I think, but that was a name that emerged. It's good to hear the Nebraska kids' names when they're going to mention a name. And you hear a name and you go, oh yeah, we saw him play. When it's not a kid from Florida, it's not a kid from California. He's been waiting in the wings. One of those Nebraska kids.
All you recruiting gurus out there, I thought Lazari Middleton was supposed to be a big deal when he was recruited in 2009, the corner out of Dallas. Redshirted, then never played last year, now apparently is headed to SMU. Not confirming SMU, but confirming that he has left the team. Lazari Middleton, Coach Bo Pelini, also confirming that after practice yesterday.
He left the team, and he's not confirming it, but he's up on SMU's website, isn't he, that he's on the roster?
Like Twitter, yeah. His profile on his Twitter account says SMU football.
Wow.
So there you go. And Jared Crick, one of 30 candidates for the Lowe's Senior Class Award that's out for every sport. It goes to one of the top student athletes in the country. Only 30 nominees. He's one of them. Community, classroom, character, and competition for Jared Crick. So hopefully we get to see that knucklehead next Monday when we are at Lincoln, and we are there for the first press conference of the year in Lincoln next Monday, the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to be on the road quite a bit here over the next month, so we'll tell you more about that as we head out for the Husker lunches, to the press conferences, to Husker Harvest Days coming up next month with our friends at TNL and at Dynagrow. So hopefully we'll get a chance to see at Husker Harvest Days in Grand Island. Don't forget tomorrow, everyone, you're welcome to come out to the UNK Health and Sports Center for the Fall Community Luncheon with UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic Fall Sports Coaches speaking. Meal is provided for only $5. 11:45, they start serving. The coaches speak at 12. We have you out of there before 1, so make some time. We'll be there tomorrow. Jeff Erickson to talk fantasy football from RotoWire. We want to thank our guest today, Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College, UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires, and Grand Island Central Catholic football coach Charlie Shoemaker.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game on!